I'm going to start for another 30 seconds, but we are up to Chav Ches Amid Beis. We're up to the third line, Ulamai.
We'll get there today.
We was trying to save shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Anasa damin ba'achar kedu chalipin." So at the beginning we thought that meant coins. That anything that can be used for payment can do chalipin. That even though you can't be kainah with paying for something, kesef is not kainah metaltlim. But if you use the coins as chalipin, as a bartering, it works. The problem with that is that the Gemara B'Matthias says, coins cannot do chalipin. So that can't be shot in the Mishnah because it goes contrary to what is the assumed halacha that coins can't do chalipin. Therefore, the Gemara offers a second shot. That it doesn't mean what's used to pay. It means anything that's paid for. Anything that you evaluate its value to pay for can be used for chalipin. That means any item besides your coins. Coins you don't pay for. Coins pay. Money pays. Every other item is paid for. So the Mishnah is saying money doesn't work for chalipim, but any item that you pay for, which means any other item that you get because you pay for it, you want a chair, you pay for it, you want a table, you pay for it, you want apples, you pay for it. Any other item that's paid for has the ability to affect chalipim. That's what the Gemara answers means the Mishnah. And therefore, that's what the Mishnah says. Ketzad, now the Ketzad makes sense. Hech lupar b'chamar b'shar, and that it works. Shema Amida. Excellent point. Dr. Harris brought up an excellent point, which I was going to mention yesterday, but I didn't get around to it. If you take a look at Rashi and Amid Aleph at the bottom, Rashi says, anything, dehainu kol hametaltlim bar mimagbeya. Notice Rashi says, kol hametaltlim. The Achronim of Medayik, the Rashi seems to say, you cannot use karkas chalipin, meaning, let's say I want to buy your car, and I own a piece of land here. I say, here, make a chazaka in my land as a chalipin, right? You acquire my land as an exchange for your car. Now, you can acquire my land. The question is, do I acquire the car with this barter? Barter means, Kenyan is done in item A, and it works for item B. It transfers both ownerships, right? If I exchange a chair for a table, and I give you the chair, I automatically own the table if it's a chalipin. That's what chalipin means. I give you an item, and automatically the other item becomes mine because of the kenyan called chalipin. So this is a shaila. Can be used for chalipin? Most rishayim seem to say yes. And Rashi here seems to say no, just mentioning it. I was going to mention it yesterday, but I didn't get around to it. Thank you for bringing it up.
No, I
forget about Klee. We're going to get there soon, so give me half patience. Yes.
But whatever, once they have an object that is sleeping, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. That's not what I'm discussing. Can it be Kona, the other guy card, though? No, I'm not using
yes, absolutely, yes. We had a Gemara that said so.
Recently?
Yes. The Gemara asked by Evan Kanani when it talked about you can be kind of Evan Kanani with Kesem Star Chazaka. The Gemara asked, what happened to Khalifa? Can't you be kind of Khalifa also?
What if it wants to do it? Remember that one?
Where's the Mishnah? We had a Mishnah, a Gemara, the Pharisee Gemara, on Dab Chav Beis Amid Beis, and that said it can work b'chalipin.
To be Kona, you mean?
But that's what you just said.
No. Let me make sure that Rabbi understood my.
I understood you very well. Yes, and that's what it says over there. The Gemara wants to know why didn't the Mishnah list chalipin? And the Gemara said we are saying kinyanim that are exclusive to karka, not things that work for metalklin also. If you take a look on Chav Beis Amid Beis, Ferish the Gemara. Kedusha. Okay.
So karka is not nikna b'chalipin.
Karka is nikna b'chalipin. So not exclusive to karka. Gemara clearly states you can be kind of b'chalipin. The Gemara wanted to know why didn't the Mishnah listen. The Gemara said we're only listing kinyanim that are exclusive to karka.
Oh, not
we don't want to bring kinyanim. Not that they don't work. The Mishnah wasn't interested in listing those. Okay, so let's go back here. Frank the Gemara. Ulamai the Solika Daitan Mikara the Matveya Nasa Khalipin. The way we thought in the Havamina, that the Mishnah was telling us that coins can be used to barter. Right. By Ketzad. Then the Mishnah continues and says Ketzad, Hichlev Para Bachamar, Hichlev Shar Bapara. That's not Matveya. How could you understand the Mishnah to mean that Matveya does Khalipin? When the Ketzad, which usually explains part one, Ketzad, it's not nothing to do with anything. It's a new halacha. What's Ketzad? A Mishnah has to make sense. You have to be able to read it and translate it. So if I read it and say coins can do chalipin, then Ketzad doesn't fit in. Because Ketzad is supposed to say, how do coins do chalipin? And you're talking about something else. Mishnah in the second shot, items can do chalipin. Ketzad, Echlev Shor Bebarah. Shor is an item. You can use an item for chalipin. But according to the first shot, that it means coins, so then the ketzad doesn't make any sense. And for the Gemara Hachi Kamar, this is what it means according to the first lashon, to the first shot. Again, we don't remain with the first shot, but we're going back to the first shot to explain how the Mishnah would have been read. It has to make sense. We slug it up, but it has to make sense before we slug it up. You have to be able to read and translate the words. Hagigamah. Peiris nami avdi chalipin. The Mishnah is saying two things. Number one, coins come chalipin. And number two, which we don't see in the Mishnah, but would be in the Mishnah if that were the remaining shot, that even commodities can make chalipin. Ketzad. Hechlev baser shor bepara, not shor bepara, but the meat of a shor, meaning a shor that is already shechted in a para. Oy baser chamar b'shar, kibesh zochazeh nischayev b'chalipin. So the pshat would have been that the Mishnah is telling us two halachas. Number one, that coins can do chalipin. Again, we don't remain with that pshat, but that would have been pshat. Number one, that coins can do chalipin. Number two is that Paris can do chalipin, meaning items that are commodities and not kalim. They can also do chalipin. Now, why does the Gemara switch to baser shor? So Rashi learns an animal is called a keli, because since it functions and does things for you, it's what the translation of a keli usually is. It has a function for you. A pen is a keli. It functions for me. A gartu is a keli. It functions for me. A handkerchief is a keli. It functions for me. A yarmulke is a keli. It functions for me. A chair is a keli. It functions for me. However, a piece of wood is not a keli. It has no function. It has to be turned into something that becomes a function. As a piece of wood, it does not function for me. I can use it as firewood. That's not called a function. That's called destroying it. An animal, Rashi holds, is a keli. Meat is not a keli. Meat is something I eat. It doesn't function for me. Again, maybe I'm using the wrong word, function, but I mean to say is, it's not a usable item that I use and reuse. It is a one-time eating, not something that works for me. I eat it. It doesn't work for me. It doesn't produce for me. I don't know what word I want to use in English.
Usable item designated as a non-perishable item.
Fine. No, because the Mishnah added a line that Paris make chalipin. We don't have that line. But the Havamina would have added that line.
Hello, did we disconnect?
I think
you're
disconnected.
I can't hear you. Okay, yes. I didn't say that. The Mishnah is saying Paris can do Kali, but Paris is non-Kalim.
Paris is in the Mishnah that we just don't have it.
In the Havamina.
Right.
Again, according to the Maskana, we don't see that.
Right.
Havamina
says coins and Paris.
Right, correct. Rashi, my Ketan. Have a little missing case of Hachlub Moaz Bepara. If it were explaining the beginning, it would have used money. Hachikam, it's tied to us a Lashmina. Nokim Bereshim Magbeya. Behold the Rashmina Shar Metalkalim. First it says coins. Then the Mishnah talks about other Metalkalim like commodities. Uperi Nami. Sukh Rashi. Kol Midi to have a Kli, Peri Kalule. So Rashi says, don't ask me Baruch Meister's question. Because Baruch Meisha was trying to find an item that's not a commodity to eat and is not a keli. Can that do chalipin? So Rashi says, any non-keli we refer to as peri. So don't just say it means a consumable item that I eat, which usually peri means. Rashi's saying, here peri means any non-keli. So a piece of wood is a peri. A stone is a peri. I own the stone. Right. But Lini Khalipim, the peri, shichi nakat peri. The reason we use peri for the word, it's really a wrong word. Peri indicates edible items, because most of the things you use that are not kalim are food. Of the Khalipim, of the Eisen Tyrus Khalipim, the effect of bartering. V'loyamina nal davka. We don't say it means a shoe, which would mean only a keli. Buser shor, bekoshkin shor chai, the adiv trei. So Rashi, it's not excluding a living animal, for sure a living animal, the dummy the keli, shemishtam shimbai. It's an item that functions for you in a reusable way. That is the Gemara's answer in the Havamina. So this is going to be a very interesting Gemara, because according to Rashi's shot in the Gemara, the Gemara is going to say a whole shtickle Taira in the Havamina. And then again, it might be Negeya the Maskana as well. Right? It might be Negeya the Maskana as well. So we'll see as we go along. But at this point, we're still working with the Havamina. The Mishnah was saying, Matbeya lo yavdi chalipim. I'm sorry, Matbeya does do chalipin, and not only does Matbeya do chalipin, but Peri does chalipin as well.
Okay, so we're saying that the Sfora is Matbeya will work. Is it both the same status? Meaning, is it that for sure Matbeya, we're telling you that Bir Chiddush by Peros, or we started with Matbeya and we're going to go with Peros, so they're both
it's the second. Rashi doesn't say the word Bir Chiddush. Rashi says the Mishnah is telling you an other halacha.
That's what I was going to say.
Thank you. You agree to Rashi? Thank you very much. Now the Gemara is going to ask Akasha, the way Rashi learns, that's both on the Havamina and on the Maskana. That means we're going to ask that, according to Rav Nachman, who says that you need a keli for chalipin, A, the Havamina makes no sense, because we said peri makes chalipin. And B, the Maskana doesn't make sense. The Maskana doesn't make sense because the Maskana was anything that you cost pay for can do chalipin. Well, that includes peri as well. Meaning, whatever way you're learning the Mishnah is saying peri does chalipin. If you learn the Havamina, the Mishnah said Magbeya does chalipin, peri does chalipin. If you learn the Maskana, anything you pay for does chalipin. What's anything you pay for? Chairs, tables, apples, oranges.
Wood, meat,
whatever it is. And it says it does chalipin. Now Rav Nachman told us you need a keli to make chalipin. So how is he going to learn this Mishnah? He can't learn like the Havamina, which we slugged up anyway. And he can't learn like the Maskana. Frek the Gemara Hanichel or Rav Sheshes. Dama Peris of the Chalipin. These two pshatim in the Mishnah, the one you tried to say and the one you ended up saying, work according to Sheshes, who said you don't need a keli for Chalipin. Elul Rav Nachman, Dama Peris of the Chalipin. But according to Rav Nachman that says, we learn not from now, because the Torah in Rus says that you need now. Now is a keli. So he learns that now means only keli. How are you going to learn the Mishnah? Neither the first shot works, nor does the second shot work. Zakrashi. Hamicha l'rosheshes. Ikele trutzi l'masnisen. Bein l'smayda salgadayta chmikara. Bein l'mayda taritzna. We can make sense of the Mishnah like the first shot, or like the second shot of Kalanishim. El l'rav Nachman, my kate said l'mayda salgadayta chmikara. Vaf l'maydu kim l'nami lesa. Either way, it don't make sense. The Drashi, Plukta Rav Sheshes Rav Nachman, the Perek Hazav. You want to know the address of the Machloikas, Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman? It's in the fourth Perek above Metziah. Now we're stuck, according to Rav Nachman, with Adam Shat in the Mishnah. The first shot, anyway, we slugged up, but you can't even make sense, according to Rav Nachman, to begin with. And the second shot says anything that you pay for. Anything you pay for is the including Peris. Rav Nachman said Peris don't work.
To be honest, what
we like to be honest.
No, but this is like making Rav Nachman feel even worse.
Rav Nachman has no bad feelings. He is fine. Don't have Rachmanis or Rav Nachman.
What's the point that the Havmina doesn't work or the Maskana? Even let's say the Havmina would have worked. Okay, it still wouldn't have mattered.
You're right. But the Gemara is asking going to both, according to Rashi.
It's making them feel worse. That's why I'm saying what I said. It's, wow, you don't even work out. You're going to the Meskana. But even a hop, it wouldn't matter. You messed up either way. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, right?
Is Buster short? Is it baby?
Every non-reusable item that functions for you is a baby.
So maybe the mission that Hobbin has said. Only Buster.
The Tyra said now, right?
So how do you learn now? So what does he do with the Buster?
Who, Rav Nachman? He's great. He learned you need a keli. Rabbi Cohn yesterday, I don't know if he remembers, asked me, how can you argue Rav Nachman? The Tyra said now. Doesn't that say not in keli? I don't remember the answer to the Gemara Bava Metzia, but the Gemara Bava Metzia asked that on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara gives an answer. I don't remember what it is, but it's in the fourth Perek of Bava Metzia. But Rav Nachman is simple. It says now. Now is a kli. It doesn't say they did chalipim with apples. It said they did it with a shoe.
Sure, is a kli, right? A regular
shoe. Rashi Shita is that sure is a kli. Tyson argues, but Rashi holds sure is a kli. Rashi says that any item you use will include an animal. Twice as old an animal is not a clean. But that's not the gay here.
What would be Shver? How does Kesa work? I mean, is that in the Havmina part?
Well, both counts. A must be a Shver, and B Peri is Shver. Both parts are Shver. B neither are Caleb. The truth is not true. Matbe is a Caleb. Does Rashi say so? Matbe is a keli, because you can hang it as a necklace. Taisa says it. The matbe is considered a keli, so that part wouldn't be shver. Meaning, theoretically, if you can get another pshat in Ketzad, you can save Rav Nachman. Matbe is a keli, Taisa learns, because you can make a hole in it and use it as hanging as a necklace. People would love to hang their money around their...
When you say Rashi says though. So someone brings up wants to say a piece of meat.
No, you eat it. It's consumable. I don't think you were here. I translate keli as a non-thing. That's not a one-time use.
Well, so it is a one-time use.
That's why it's not a keli.
That
means
you can't use it.
For Chalipin? It's not like this Rav Nachman. That's exactly what we're saying now. Any non-Kaili.
Why is it meat a Kaili?
How many times do you eat a steak? I mean, I'm trying to figure out like what your question is. I just read you Webster's translation of Bailey.
I ate half the steak.
So that half you ate, and the other half is still here, but it's not reusable.
It's not reusable? That is one piece of steak. It's one steak.
Rabbi Cohen, sometimes you ask great questions.
It's one steak.
And sometimes you just leave me amazed.
Okay, so it's one steak. So I ate part of the steak. That's called disposable?
Again,
you ate, not.
Well, try me again. Any item that's not made to reuse is not a Kaylee. Any item, we don't reuse meat. We don't. We use it one time. We eat it. You know, what is bothering Avram is you ever go to these simchas, they have these cakes, and the cake passes from simcha to simcha because nobody ever cuts it. Those fancy cakes, right? Some of them are even made out of cardboard, and they just put icing on top, and they put it out there as a wedding cake, and then you go to the next wedding, and the same cake's there, but you can't eat it, it's cardboard. But that's what you mean. That should be considered a Kaylee because it's reusable as a wedding cake. That's probably what you meant to ask.
So, I assume
Esrog
is not...
It's not a Kaylee.
Not a Kaylee.
No.
Even though you can use it over and over again.
Again, that's the shiloh of the mitzvah's gone. It's a good point you're making. It has nothing to do with this Gemara. I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know. Makes no difference here. I don't know. I never thought about it. It's an item you use for a mitzvah, make it reusable, because it's a mitzvah, it's reusable, even though it's the main function of a pavis to be eaten, but not an Esrog. I don't know. No. Good. Interesting question.
So it's like coins. They can be both commodity.
Well, it is a Kaylee.
Yeah.
Except coins is a Kaylee.
Well,
Tyson says it's a Kaylee because you can hang it around your neck. According to Rashi, it would be a reusable commodity. It would be like an animal. You wouldn't need the fact that you can hang it around your neck.
Incidentally, the reason why people hung it around their neck, which is a very common thing going back many, many years, was twofold. One is decoration, and also Thorstein Veblen's idea of conspicuous consumption. The other is safety.
I understand. I got it. That'd be my bite. Okay, come on. So now the Gemara is going to offer a third shot. And this is a shot that Rav Nachman will learn. Hagi Gamar. Okay, now I'm going to explain this. I'm going to try to explain this, and please let me explain it without being interrupted so people can understand me. Rabbi Yechanan holds that biblically money is kainam. We are going in Rabbi Yechanan Shita. That biblically money can acquire metalim. Rabbanan made a takana that money does not work and Meshicha works. The reason for that takana was they were afraid that Shimon, see, Reuben is off the table again, Shimon would pay Levi for, let's say, a mattress, and he would pay him the $150 for the mattress, halavai, right? And Levi would take the money, and then the next day Shimon would come to pick up his mattress, and Levi would say, oh, there was a fire last night and your mattress burnt. And the Shimon wouldn't be able to do anything. Because Levi would not have any reason to watch the mattress. It's not his anymore. Unless he's a kind fella, why should he get involved? Not my item. What do I care if it burns? So in order to make sure that doesn't happen, they said till Shimon picks up the mattress, it's Levi's. Therefore, if something happens to it, Levi lost. That's the takana. That was Rabbi Yechanan's shot in Masechtas Bava Metzia, which we are not learning now, but we're referring to. Now, comes the Gemara and says a Chiddush. This takana of Rabbi Yechanan, that money does not work, was limited to the regular transaction of money. The regular transaction of money is, Shimon goes to Levi and hands him $150 for the mattress. What happens if Shimon, if Levi owed Shimon $150 previously, and Shimon says to Levi, I would like to use the fact that I moichu your $150 that you owe me as a kinyan on the mattress. Meaning, he's using hanoas mechilas milva. You owe me $150. Right? You should pay me $150. I am going to forgive you the $150 And for that forgiveness, that should be the payment for the mattress. That's money. That's same as handing him the $150. Hanas Mechilas Vilba. There, Rabbi Yochanan did not touch it and says it works. There, Rabbi Yochanan allowed money to work. Because since this is the infrequent way of acquiring with money, the normal way of acquiring with money is to shell out cash. This is an infrequent way of paying with money. So since this is an infrequent way of paying with money, Rabbi Yochanan left it alone. And there, money can be kind of. That's what the Gemara is going to say. That means even though Rabbi Yochanan removed king and kesef off the table, and he said kesef is no longer kaina, he only removed the kesef that's regularly used. But the uncommon use of kesef, the way it's not commonly used, which when you're using mechilas milva, an existing debt that you're being meichel, and that should be your kesef, since that's not shiach, he left it alone, and it's kaina out kesef. That's the Gemara is going to say. Zok the Gemara. And for the Gemara. Okay, Gemara. Yesh domim shehen kechalipim. There is money that can work like chalipim even if you use it as payment. Not as chalipim. Money can be used for kinyan like chalipim can even though you're not using chalipim, you're using payment. How is that true? Ketat, hechlev dmei shor b'para. The guy owes you money for a shor. So now you're saying, the money you owe me should buy the para. Now, it can't because a milva can't be kaida. That's why I kept on stressing the hanah of mechilas milva should be the kinyan. I dmei chamar b'shar. Or you owe me money for a chamar. I want to buy the shor with that money you owe me with the hanah that I'm meichoin. So it's not chalipin. It is payment. It works as if it were chalipin. It works as if I changed the shor for the chamar. I didn't. You were kind of the shor. You were kind of the chamar 2 weeks ago. You owe me the money. Instead of picking up the cash, I say to you, I'll be meichel that cash if you sell me the shor. So that mechila on the milva, not nos, mechila's milva, will serve as the payment for the shor that I'm acquiring. It looks like we changed the donkey for a shor. We did not. One was a transaction 2 weeks ago, and one is a transaction now. And they were not dependent on each other. This is not a chalipin. But it looks like a chalipin. That means I made the payment look like a chalipin. There was no transfer of cash. There was a transfer of the chamor I gave you 2 weeks ago for the shor you're giving me today. But it didn't work as chalipin. It worked because I was meichel the debt that chamor created. And since I was meichel that debt, I'm paying you using the hanah of mechilas milva, which is a payment. That's what the Mishnah is saying. And that's what the Mishnah reads now. Kol hanase damim ba'achar means anything, the way the Gemara is saying now, anything that could be used to pay, which is money, if now you take that form of payment of money that works, which is a previously outstanding debt, then you have to give me the animal as if it were chalipin. It's not chalipin. There were two separate transactions. If the guy took one, then 2 weeks later the guy wants to take the other with money. That would be the way Rav Nachman learns the Mishnah. So this is a third shot in the Mishnah that it's not chalipin here, period. We're dealing with payment. Chamor created, I want to use that debt that the Chamor created to buy your shor. But that's kesef. That's not chalipin. But Rabbi Yochanan didn't touch that. He said, even though I took away the king and kesef, he didn't. He says, Rabbanah took away the king and kesef. They left that kesef alone. They left that kesef alone. Because that's the uncommon kesef. And they didn't touch the uncommon kesef. So the Mishnah calls it Shehen Kechalipin is because to the untrained eye, he saw a Chalipin, which never existed. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Hachigama, Yesh, Dham, Shehen Kechalipin. Kula Milsa Chodekama. There's only one thing in our Mishnah. Matbeya Skina. Talking about money. Hachigama. Kahanas and Dham, Bachad, I know Matbeya. Money. Pa'amim, Shadamim, Kainim, Kamei Chalipin, the now. Sometimes money can act like a shoe, even though it's not chalipin, the avkish nesu b'tayrish zamim, even if you use it as money. Ketzad, heklub dmei shor b'para, zuk drashi, mocha loy shor b'mana, you sold the shor for a mana, umashchai, and the guy took the shor, when it's chayav loy zah mana, he owes you the money. So Shimon, who sold the shor to Levi, says, yes, look, para lita bedamim. Can you give me a para for that money? Amalei hate. Said, yeah, I got a para. Shamalai, they evaluated the mana. I, the brass. It's either a mana or less than a mana. Amalei meicher asher. Harmosh atachayavli, nesunin loch bedamela. I want to use the money you owe me to pay for that. Sure. Mos halalu kainim. Beloi meshichas para. That money can work without Mashiach. Kechalip in the Caleb. Now, why does it work? I alone doesn't work to acquire. We had that in Kazushin, not Gimelam and Beis. You cannot acquire with a loan. I'm sorry, it was Gimelam and Beis? Yeah, Gimelam. I think it was Gimelam and Beis. Maybe it was Ham and Beis. Right. Where was it? I can't remember it now. Maybe Dalaram and Beis? No, it was Ham and Beis. No? Yeah, Ham. It was Gimelam and Beis. Where's Mekadesh Memuva? Sorry, it's government. So anyway, so we had that Memuva doesn't work. So the Gemara explained there, not Mechilas Memuva. I'm giving you the pleasure now. Not the old money, the pleasure that I'm not going to collect the money. And that is transferring an item that's worth money right now. Dr. Ashi, my timer, shiny mishar moz. Why does this work better than regular cash? Sovelotana de masnis in Kereb Yechonim. The Amar who says kesem is kaina midaraisa. Right? Because the vatayra moz kaina. Let's read the Gemara, I don't think we read. My timer, sovelot Kereb Yechonim, damit vatayra moz kaina. Biblically speaking, money acquires. The guy will tell you the wheat was burnt, meaning the guy Shimon gave my Levi money for wheat, and then Levi will say the wheat was burnt. Common things, Rabbana, were guys, which is a transfer of cash that doesn't work. An uncommon form of money, like Gazabar Rabbana. Rashi. The Mashiach is rabbinic. Shema Yarmeloi, Hamakabo Moz, Nisrufuchitecha, your wheat was burnt. Imisrami Leitleka, if Rachman al-Islam there's a fire, Leitarach Latzalindo, he will not work to save it. Sober, Leibisrufasim Absim, Leibatsalasim Massacre. I don't lose anything if it burns, and I don't gain anything if I save it. Lachyakim the Bershusei, so he said it still belongs to you. If it gets burnt, you will take the loss. You gain on the deal. If the price goes up, you can still change your mind. The that'll be an incentive that you should save it. Most of the loyshchicha, shechayv lehadamim kaidem lechein, that you should be chayv the money before. So this works only according to Rabbi Yechanan. Because according to Rish Lakish, kesef never worked min ha-Torah. And therefore no form of payment can work. So now we've gone for three pshatim. Two can't work according to Rav Nachman. One can't work according to anybody because the Matveya doesn't do chalipin. The second one was that Peri does chalipin, can't work according to Rav Nachman. And the third one, that this is a cash payment, doesn't work according to Rish Lakish. Frek the Gemara. According to Reish Lakish that says biblically it's Mashiach, how is he going to learn the Mishnah? He can't learn Pshat 3 because that says cash works. He can't learn Pshat 1 because Mabeya doesn't do Chalipin. So if he holds like Rav Sheshes that Peri makes Chalipin, he can learn Pshat 2. If he holds like Rav Nachman, he has no Pshat in the Mishnah. Not 1, not 2, not 3. Honey, he's feared like Rav Sheshes, I'm a Peri of the Chalipin, Misharitz Rav Sheshes. If he holds like Rav Sheshes, he'll answer like Rav Sheshes. At least some of the Rav Nachman, I'm a Peri, so I'm the Chalipin, I'm a Peri, I'm a Peri, I'm a Peri, I'm a He has no Pshat in the Mishnah. Can't learn Pshat 1, my Peri doesn't learn Chalipin. He can't learn Pshat 2 if he holds like Rav Nachman because parents don't make Chalipin. And he can't learn Pshat 3 because there's no payment that ever works, even a payment of a previous debt. So the Gemara on Korchak Rav Sheshes, you have to hold that Rav Sheshes, Rav Shlokesh holds, Peri does Chalipin. So at the end of the Mishnah, the bottom line is we have two Pshatim that work. Either you learn like Rav Sheshes that the Mishnah is telling me Peri makes Chalipin, and that's how Rav Shlokesh will learn also, because he doesn't have any other Pshat. And if you learn like Rav Nachman that you need a keli, you can't learn pshat number 2. You have to learn the new pshat, which is that you offer a payment of money of previously owed money. So at the end of the day, we have two options in the Mishnah. A third option that we tried and we slugged up because my bay lit up the chalim. What? The second pshat that works. Yeah.
What is the case according to Rav Nachman?
The case of Rav Nachman is that the Mishnah is not talking about Chalipin at all. The Mishnah doesn't mean Chalipin. The Mishnah says...
This is where Hichlip, right?
This is why... If you listen to me the first time around, I...
And I couldn't understand. It was so complicated, so hard.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on that. I'm not going to comment. No comment. No comment. Again, I'll try again. Rav Nachman holds the Mishnah does not mean Chalipin. The Mishnah means you're paying cash. But cash doesn't work. But Rav Yechon holds cash works midoraisa, it doesn't work midrabbanan. They left a certain type of cash that looks like Chalipin, but it works. How did that happen? Shimon sold Levi a chamor for $100. So Levi owes Shimon $100. That happened on May 1st. On May 18th, Shimon comes back to Levi and says, you know that $100? I would like to use it to buy your cow or your shar. I want to use that money you owe me to buy the shar. Now, loans can't buy, debts can't buy items. I want to use the hanah that I'm moichel you the debt to buy the shar. And Shimon says, great, take the shar for the $100 I owe you. And the kinyan is the fact that the money was paid by being moichel the debt. To an untrained eye, this is Chalipin. To an untrained eye, this is Chalipin. He watched Levi take a chamor, and 2 weeks later, Shimon take a shar. Anybody that doesn't know Hilchos Kinyanim sees an exchange. He thinks what happened here was a chalipin. It did not. Because when Levi bought the chamor, no talk about the shar. It was a debt of money. You turn the debt of money into a payment. That's dhamim. To the untrained eye, it looks like you did a chalipin. So now, let's go to the Mishnah. Ketzat ka'anasa damim ba'achar. Any money that is owed for an item can be used to pay. When Shimon is willing to accept that as payment for his item, then the other item changes hands as a payment of cash. Ketzat hechliv shor bepara. He's taking the shor for the para he sold 2 weeks ago. Or chamar b'shar. So that works. It's not chalipin. It's cash. But it looks to the untrained eye as chalipin.
How do you translate
Sorry?
according to that shot, how was Kaven Shizach?
Once he was Zaycha in the debt, meaning he accepted the Mechilas Nova as the payment.
This is the one who owed the money.
Levi owes Shimon $100. And Shimon wants to buy the shor for the $100 that he owes him. The minute Levi accepts that as a form of payment, Shimon gets the shor without a kinyan on the shor. Usually, if I want to buy you shor, I have to do mashicha. If I pay for it, it's not kaina. Here, the minute you decided to accept that cancellation of debt, the cancellation of debt. It's an acceptance of a cancellation of that. I'll let you define action. Look at Webster's. It's a kinyan. I don't want to get locked into a word that I might not know the exact translation. Right. Is that an action? Maybe not. It's words. But whatever it is, it works.
Is it because it was an item involved too?
What?
Is it because it was an item involved too?
No. No.
In other words, he owed him money because he did work for him. This
makes no difference. Any debt. The case the Mishnah picked is a debt that looks like, see, if it were money that he owed for work, it wouldn't look like Chalipin.
Right.
We're trying to find the case in the Mishnah that the Mishnah refers to that looks like a Chalipin. Therefore, the Mishnah has this kind of a case. But the rule would apply even if it didn't look like it. It doesn't work because it looks like Chalipin. It works as cash. It happens to look like Chalipin. Correct. It has nothing to do with the first item. It's the debt incurred by the first item.
Even a loan
forgiven. Even a loan. Again, correct. The debt could have been incurred anyway. But it wouldn't look like Chalipin if the debt was incurred for a job or for a loan. What makes it look like Chalipin was that the original debt was incurred from a sale. So it looks like a barter. It was not a barter. Yes, I mean, I'm happy you're explaining it. It's unbelievable. The service you provide here is unbelievable.
The only thing I know ever that ever works without a kinyan that's not trans, not physical, is Dibur Shkimira. Dibur Shkimira works. It's out there in the global United States, whatever. Where do we see Mechilas
Milveh? See, I'm sad, David Cohen. I'm so sad. Because in that Vavim and Beis. Again, that Vavim and Beis, we had a Gemara. They walk up with the lady and say, I want to be Mekadosh you, but I know that I'm forgiving your debt. It works.
So what Rebbe is doing now is embarrassing.
I'm just quoting a Gemara.
Yeah, Rebbe Weimer is taking after Rebbe and doing the same thing.
Now, Rashi is now going to offer. Let's do the Rashi. Meshichah Mufreshes. V'yalufa my economy out of Misecha. It makes no difference whether it's common or uncommon. The non-kalim can make chalipin mukalim asnitz gerushesus. Klanishim means even peri, because they give them the asal bashmina. That's the chiddush. Eli saver lakav nachman the domain now dafka lo kli. That has to be a kli. Umagbeil lekanil reshlokish midaraisa. And no money can ever be kaina. The name of yesh domim kshen chalipin look by the raisa b'mosid lo shchiach. Can't say the answer. We said uncommon money works. Can the ukmer of nachman. Why do you want to learn the first shot? Whether you want to learn the second shot. First shot, second shot, how are you going to work? The Gemara's answer is, he holds the conversation. Now, that is Rashi's shot, the Gemara. There are those that want to say that Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes are not arguing about Metalkman that are not Kalim, only by food. They're only arguing whether food does chalipin. That's what they want to say. And therefore, they want to say that when the Gemara said, what is Rav Nachman going to do? It was only because we said the Mishnah is talking about Basar Shor, because we were talking about food. We were talking about food. How's Reb Nachman going to learn food doesn't do chalipin? Right. But it wouldn't have bothered us had this been a... just the opposite way. The only time we had the problem was in the first shot when we said it meant Basar Shor. We talked about food. Food, Reb Nachman said, doesn't work for chalipin. But according to the Maskana that we said that that it's talking about any valued item can be chalipin, we mean non-food. Any item, excluding food. That's what the Mishnah means. And then Reb Nachman can live happily ever after. It's Rashi's shot beforehand was any non-keli is peri. So kol hanishim damabachar means even not kalim. Right? But the other ones want to say that the only problem Rav Nachman is matbeya, because the Mishnah said Basar Shor. The way they learned that first shot was it said Basar Shor. That's peri. That's what they want to learn. And therefore this whole Gemara is only in Rav Nachman if you learn like the Havamina. If you learn like the shot, it was never shared to begin with. So this whole Gemara is only on a Havamina. What would Rav Nachman say? A third shot, but he doesn't really have to. Let's read it inside. Yesh Mishana Sugya Shashmu Zu B'shita Acheres. There are those that learn this Sugya in a different way. The army plucked to the Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes B'peri Davka. It's only by food. V'loi B'shar B'talklim. Umalich and Shitas HaSugya B'asim Ma'idah Solika Daitim Mi'ikara. And they learned this whole question was because the Mishnah said food, Basar Shor. Had the Mishnah not mentioned the word food, Rav Nachman would be great. The Lamaidu Kim Nahashta, according to the Teretz that we said, that it means everything can make chalipin, doesn't have to be food, right? It can be any item, that's what the Mishnah is saying. Ignore Rav Nachman too, any item besides for food. To particular kind of Nachman Shapir, the Maidu B'Shar B'Talpin. The Rashi will have Milti to wrong shot. The time of the Rav Nachman before it's by Zohar the Makra now. Now in Media Queen Eloy, it has to be like a shoe, it has to be a Kaili. Timer of Sheshes, Melechayim Kol Dover. Because the Pasuk also says everything. B'Kol Dover. Matbeya Hainu Timer Dovet Chalipin. So why doesn't Matbeya work in like Rav Sheshes? What are you going to say? It's not a keli? Kudjo says you don't need a keli. So what's wrong with coins for chalipin? This is something Rashi could have told us in the Amud Aleph. Why don't coins work for chalipin? You know why? From the Daita Tzurasa. But Tzurasa Avida the butler, Shamalchus Beslosevei Neklum. Rashi's saying a pshat in the Gemara. Why doesn't a coin work for chalipin? Coins of Shashas. Food works for chalipin. Wood works for chalipin. Stone works for chalipin. Why can't a matbeya work for chalipin? Sakrashi, you know why? Because people don't view coins for their intrinsic value. In their mind, the coin is the picture on it. King Charles III. That's what makes the coin. And since that can be bottled the minute they don't recognize a monarchy anymore, so therefore a coin is not considered an item that has intrinsic value to us. Yes, the coin does have an intrinsic value. But ask a person what they want in the coin, they're not going to care about the intrinsic value. They're going to care that picture's on it, so therefore they can go to the store and buy something with it. If the picture wouldn't be on it, it wouldn't be money. What makes it money is the picture. And therefore in the people's minds, it's not the value of the coin, it's the picture on the coin. And that doesn't have a lasting thing because it all tully in who's the government at this time. The minute there's a new king, there goes the coin. And therefore, it's not good enough to make a chalipin because we view it as a valueless item. The coin is not considered valuable because in the minds of people, the value of the coin is determined by the picture on it. And that doesn't have real value. Even though Be'etzim a coin has value. It's gold, it's silver, it's copper, it's worth something. But let's read it again. people's das is on that picture. The government can come along and say, that coin no longer works. And therefore it's no longer a coin. And therefore, that's why it doesn't work. If people meant the intrinsic value of the gold or silver, it would work. But that's not what people mean when they give coins. And therefore, coin cannot be a chalipin, and everybody should have a wonderful day.